Just regarding the special gift that Ingrid mentioned, just a few verses from the Gospel of Luke chapter 2. Mark's going to throw those on the screen for us from verse 4, which just simply says this. So Joseph also went up from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to Bethlehem, the town of David, because he belonged to the house and line of David. He went there to register with Mary, who was pledged to be married to him and was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for the baby to be born, and she gave birth to her firstborn, a son. She wrapped him in cloths and placed him in a manger because there was no room for them in the inn. And just for 3 or 4 minutes, if I may, what I wanted to just highlight from this passage was those few words where it says, the time came. The time came. The time came for the baby to be born. Time is an amazing thing, isn't it? We can't see it unless possibly you watch a clock or a watch that's got a second hand. And if ever you've actually sat there or stood somewhere watching a second hand and you vocalize it, and it's normally like this, 1-1000, 2-1000, 3-1000, 4. Once you get to 45-1000, you realize time goes very, very slow, or at least it can appear to go very, very slow. And you realize that 1 minute is in fact a long time. And especially when you wake up at 11 and 2 and and on Christmas morning waiting for those for Santa to come and all the rest. Or if you've been getting ready for Christmas and you've been cooking and preparing presents and gifts, time seems to fly past very, very quickly. So sometimes it drags, and other times it goes in very, very quickly. And interestingly, the New Testament has two words for time. One is chronos, and one is kairos. And one is chronological time, so it's about sequence, okay? And the other time is about season. So one time is about sequence of things that happens one after the other, and the other is about a season that you arrive at that's really, really important. And the birth of Christ was, in fact, both of those. God was involved in a long waiting period. Sometimes you think, oh, I've got to wait for Christmas. I've got to wait for this, that, or the other. God has been waiting far longer than any of us for good things. But also he knew there was a special time or season for him to act. So at Christmas time, it was time for him to act in a new way and in an incredible way and in a powerful way. And it's also interesting, too, that Matthew in his gospel uses the word rejoiced, referring to the wise men, seeing and following the star to find the baby who was born king. And this is what you literally read in that gospel. It says they rejoiced with exceedingly great joy. And the word in the New Testament for joy is actually a command. It's not a suggestion. It's not saying, I really do think you ought to smile today. It's not that at all. Joy is a command to be happy. So friends, it really, what I'm trying to say this morning is that Christmas is the season and the time to be happy people. Not just because of what we find under the tree, but this great tradition that we have where we come together and celebrate the gift of God.